Who hasn't heard of the dog star, Sirius, the night's brightest star? The next clear night, it's in the east after 9 p.m. and nicely high up starting at 10. Find it by following the three Orion's belt stars downward. In ancient Egypt, they believed an alliance between the sun and the brightest star caused summer's heat. Even today, we still use the expression dog days to mean sultry weather. In real life, the rising of Sirius provides not warmth, but a psychedelic light show. When that dazzling star point is on the horizon and shines through thick horizon air, it often shows a twinkling kaleidoscope of changing colors. Our observatory has received a half dozen calls over the years from people reporting a UFO that proved to be the dog star. When seeing Sirius, we're viewing the combined light of two famous stars, circling each other like slow dancers and wildly different in brightness. The twosome slowly swing through their 50-year orbit. The companion star is called the Pup, and it's fantastically tiny, only the size of Earth, yet with the same mass as our sun. So it's packed to an astonishing density, where a cupful of Pup material equals the weight of two cement trucks. The Pup is thus a white dwarf, a collapsed star. Imagine landing on its diamond-hard surface. Even if you could shield yourself from the heat, its awesome gravity would freeze all motion. Not one finger could be lifted to warn others. Even a beacon pointed upward would have its beam reddened as its light's waves struggle against the gravity and stretch out and change color. Yet, these fantastic stars are common. Of the 58 suns lying within 12 light-years of Earth, 5 are white dwarfs. But the Pup next to Sirius takes honors as the nearest of them all. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.